On the Hit Southern Lakes Wednesday morning, so it's time for Wellness Wednesdays with Dr. Wellness, part of our 7-week series with Vicky McLean and also Dr. Wellness as they guide you on your wellness journey. This morning they're talking about stress.
So people are kind of wearing stress like a badge of honour these days. You know, walking around saying I'm so busy, and I guess you feel guilty if you're not busy these days. So why is it so important to deal with what we say to ourselves, and how does that link to stress?
Well, there's some really interesting statistics that say that 75% to 90% of GP visits due to stress, and the World Health Organization says 90% of chronic disease is related to stress. It's not that we're imagining it, it's just that mind-body link is so strong, and stress creates havoc with all our hormones and brain chemicals leading to disease. And, you know, that's why I'm seeing that epidemic of chronic disease as a GP. So, you know, it used to be when we're in the caveman days, we might just get a burst of adrenaline when a lion came running after us. But now we're getting them all the time, you know, fighting with our colleagues, opening our bills. So we get this chronic low-grade stress, and it's shutting off our digestive systems, reproductive systems. And one of the problems is I think that people probably aren't aware of all the different forms of stress. So, you know, the stress you mentioned about what we say to ourselves, one of the forms of stress is getting rid of toxic sort of influences. And that includes what we say to ourselves. You know, if I have a rule, if I wouldn't say it to a friend, don't say it to yourself. So that's a really important one. We're really bad at beating ourselves up mentally. Other forms of stress are things like, you know, chemicals that we're exposed to, cold, shift working, sleep problems, you know, doing too much exercise. So I see a lot of people have to tone down the amount of exercise they're doing, eating crappy food-like substances. There's not a lot of real food out there. And, you know, eating food that we're intolerant to. So those are all forms of stress. And I think if you identify them, And the other one, of course, I mentioned is breathing. Really important to, like I saw a high-level executive in her 40s, and she had anxiety and bloating. And she was a terrible breather and a really fast talker. Again, kind of like I used to be. And so one of the things I did was to teach her to, well, get rid of all her tight office clothes and to get some nice looser clothing and to breathe properly. And that made a huge difference.
Fantastic. And so this week's challenge for us.
So meditation is a really important technique. You don't have to do a lot. You can just do 1 minute a day. It doesn't take much, and you don't have to sit there with, you know, alternative clothing and sitting cross-legged. You can just sit in a chair with your hands on your lap, close your eyes, and just breathe, belly breathing for a minute. That's all you have to do.
So there we go, Dr. Wellness and Vicky McLean with this morning's subject, which has been all about stress as part of our Wellness Wednesday, and they'll be back again next Wednesday morning where they talk about gut health on the Hit Southern Lakes at 8 to 7.